A few years ago, I was in an international meeting with the World Economic Forum, and amid numerous voices from various places in the world, I heard for the first time the opinion that there are many people in the international community who think they ought to get to vote in presidential elections in the United States, making the argument that the president of the United States often influences and impacts them and their lives even more than the leaders of their own country. Very interesting observation. Well, our producer, Ray Kirstein, has been on assignment in Europe gathering foreign opinions and perceptions about the current presidential campaign going on in the United States. Earlier this week, he spoke to Daniel Ogden, who is a lecturer of Uppsala University in Sweden.
Mr. Ogden, what do you see as the perceptions and reactions to the current United States presidential primary season so far in Europe?
In Europe, it's difficult to say. Sweden is rather special because there's an enormous amount of coverage of the American political process here in Sweden. I would say Sweden is very different than the rest of Europe in that respect. Another country I can compare to is Great Britain, where there is not at all the same amount of attention or informed debate going on about American politics. Sweden is really special. I would say Scandinavia in general, but especially Sweden and in some ways Norway. So Sweden is very well informed. And there's a lot of news coverage in Sweden. That's probably not the case in other, say, continental countries like France and Spain and Germany. So Sweden is rather special.
Hmm. How do you think the level of interest in this year's U.S. campaign compares to past elections?
Well, I've been living here since the 1960s, and I think every election has been covered well, of course, especially now with the internet and, you know, everything else that we didn't have in the 70s. No, I think there's the same amount of attention. Perhaps there was more in 2008 because of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and you know, the previous Bush administrations and so forth. I don't think this election has any more or less, but it's just sort of a constant level of exposure to what's going on in the United States. It's just the same amount of reporting, and even with midterm elections, there's a good bit of reporting here in Sweden. So, again, it's a remarkably well-informed country when it comes to America. It's very interested in what is going on in America, put it that way.
You know, I think Sweden and Scandinavia in general have the reputation for being solidly secular societies.
Yes.
There's been a lot of consternation among many Americans regarding the level of religious rhetoric in this campaign. How does that resonate in a place like Sweden?
That is something that Swedes find rather hard to understand. And it's something I take up in my courses, the importance of religion in the United States, and it's easier to discuss those things in a classroom. When it comes to the media reporting, it's a bit more difficult. But I think there's just generally a sense of, you know, how can this be going on in the United States? How can religion and politics be so closely linked? So you're right. I mean, Sweden is a very secular society, and certainly religion and politics don't play, you know, any sort of, well, there is a Christian Democratic Party in Sweden, but with the exception of that, religion and doesn't take part of in the political discourse here as it does in the United States. So people do find it rather, you know, rather strange. It's one of the things they find, at the same time, they find very, very interesting about the United States, but it's something which is very foreign to the Swedish sort of experience, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. With the recent withdrawal of Rick Santorum from the GOP primaries, do you think that maybe the level of faith talk might subside a little bit?
I don't know if it changed it all that much. I mean, Rick Santorum and his views were seen as being rather extreme from, a sort of a Swedish perspective. There's so much that that we take for granted in the American political process, of God coming into the political discourse, that we just take for granted, God bless America and things like that, that the, you know, a candidate will say it at the end of a speech. This is perfectly accepted, and that something would be very strange here. So I think those elements of the ones that we as Americans take for granted, they're still in the discourse. But those are also things that Swedes find rather unusual. And for example, in my class, you know, why do candidates say these things and so forth? So you're right. I think this might reduce at least the type of religion and social issues that Santorum was focusing on. But I think those social issues, they're not going to disappear. The Tea Party is still very, very active. I think they'll be part of the presidential campaign. But you're right, there seems to be a shift more towards the political side of the political discourse instead of religion, but we'll just have to see what happens.
Let me ask you this. Can you imagine a scenario where religion, where the personal convictions of a candidate or political leader in Europe might affect their career the way it would in the United States?
I can't really. No, it's considered to be a private matter. The same thing with like if somebody gets a divorce or the prime minister now and his wife is separated, there's just a very brief report in the media, and that was it. And you know, people hope that whatever happened, they could work out their problems or whatever. But it wasn't a political issue. And I think the same thing about religion as well. As I say, there is a Christian Democratic Party, a very small one, which is in the government coalition. But, I mean, in terms of an individual's religious beliefs, nobody really would. Now, it's considered to be a personal matter, so I wouldn't see faith itself as being an obstacle to a political career. Sweden isn't a country of aggressive atheists or anything like that. It's just seen as being a personal, personal matter, and they're separate, religion and politics.
What themes emerge in conversations with your colleagues and students in regard to the way the U.S. political system functions today? What comes up most frequently?
I have to think. I mean, there's a great emphasis, even though, I mean, the domestic political situation, the election campaign and everything is well debated, well explained and everything. I guess I would almost have to say foreign affairs is probably the most important thing, what America is doing in Iraq or Afghanistan and the situation, in the Middle East generally, and even American relations with China and so forth. I think there probably is a greater concern with those things. In my teaching, a lot of it has to do just with the nuts and bolts of the system. How do you explain federalism and how do you explain the presidential electoral system and things like that? That's something I've been doing in past weeks now. So there's an interest in both the nuts and bolts of the system, also the personalities involved, people like Obama and so forth. But I guess foreign affairs is a really big area of interest, just because what America does in the world has such an effect. Maybe not immediately directly on Sweden, but certainly indirectly. And Sweden is very much an outward-looking country. So again, it's not just about the United States that people learn, but they're very, very well informed about the rest of the world. Whereas, like in Britain or France and Germany, perhaps understandably, the news is focused mainly on the national news, not a sort of worldwide perspective.
I'm curious, how would you characterize the perception in Sweden of the Obama administration up to this point?
Perhaps sort of paralleling some views in the United States, that there were great expectations, and then a feeling that, I think quite unjustifiably, a feeling that he sort of, didn't fulfill his promise, whatever that might be. You can certainly find people expressing that. On the other hand, you can certainly find people expressing that It was such a tremendous change that happened in 2008, and African American becoming elected president, that this really changed American history. And then one has a much more positive view of his presidency. The criticism, I think, again, going back to foreign affairs, is more the war in Afghanistan. There are Swedish troops there as well. Iraq, of course, that was the situation he inherited. But I think, yeah, generally a positive view that he's done something good. Although, yes, you will find people feel that, especially with the deadlock in Congress and so forth, you know, which isn't exactly easy to explain, that, you know, the president should be able to do something more. And then, like in my courses, try to explain how the president is supposedly the, you know, one of the strongest individuals in the world, but that strength is really more in foreign affairs and quite often on the domestic scene just because of the way the system works. But I think generally a positive perception of what he's done, maybe wanting him to do a bit more, whatever that might have been. Not terribly different than similar views you find in the United States.
Mr. Ogden, if our entire audience were in your classroom right now, what would be the most important thing that you would want to say to them?
I guess the most important thing is to register to vote and then to actually vote, because that's another big issue. Is it can be difficult to explain the relatively low voter turnout. And in Sweden, if voter turnout is like 80%, then, you know, it'd be like a national disaster. It had fallen so low. So I think that's the most important thing, and perhaps not to be sort of put off by the bickering in Congress and the two different sides and so forth. And I don't know, somehow I'm interested in politics, but I know it's difficult just to be, you know, turned off by that sort of thing. But somehow one has to sort of look beyond it and have tolerance with that this is the way the system works, and look at the important issues and see what one feels oneself and what sort of society one wants to have, and then, you know, vote accordingly. So just to remain informed and act on those the knowledge one has.
That's State of Belief radio producer Ray Kirstein talking American politics from a Scandinavian perspective with Daniel Ogden, who teaches courses on globalization and on American government and politics at Uppsala University in Sweden.